Welcome back to Green Box Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad. I'm joined by my buddies, Dace, John, and Joe. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey.
I'm worried about what's about to come out of Dace's mouth. He looks way too
Yeah, let's
too
let's move on for how you're
moving
doing.
Moving on. Intros aside.
So for everyone, go ahead.
I love that right before we start recording, I love that John goes, so serious question, does anyone remember what my accent was for this character?
That's what I was about to
say. Is this how it goes?
We're all obsessing over the accents 30 seconds before the game actually starts.
It's like, oh shit, I don't know who the hell I am or what my thing is.
What is that? Life is what happens in between DG sessions.
Is that how we measure it? Yeah, we're here to play Brad's Remember to Forget.
Yeah, so Joe was the... go ahead, Dace.
An original campaign.
Yes.
From Brad.
Yes.
This is...
Now, with a caveat, I've only been a part of like one other DG campaign and ran one other, so this could very well be another DG campaign. It's original to me. I haven't read it.
Oh, wait, it could already be like thematically something out there. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating. Like in tabletop role playing games, specifically DG, like you can't research anything because you're going to spoil it for yourself. Like, this is a potential thing that you could play one day, so you can't just dig into it so much.
Right.
Yeah.
So. All rights reserved. This is... There might have been some lateral thinking at some point.
Right. Like, we didn't mean it, right? You know.
And so was the last... Is the character creation for this on the Patreon, or was that out there?
Yeah, the character creation, our session zero, is going to be for our contributors on Patreon. So they're going to get that. If you want a piece of that, if you want to hear the shit show that was us... going through crunchy stuff and figuring out who our characters were.
But it got really good at the end, where we actually dived into a little bit of a preview, like
a
prologue.
We did a little prologue.
It was pretty
good. Yeah, John put Brad on the spot, if I remember correctly.
Yeah!
So I've been harboring that for the past 2 weeks.
Nice!
And now you're like, it's locked really... into those decisions that you made. There's a pill bottle. Right.
It's really good to go into the first session with a lot of resentment, like, as the foundation.
Yeah.
I did like to piss off the handlers.
100%.
But I thought it was fun. So you said that is on Patreon.
Yes, that will be that will be on there for the patrons.
So it was kind of fun, so we might have to do... Do y'all want to jump into it? Or do we want to banter some more?
Well, the thing is, like, I don't actually like talking to you guys.
Yeah, I'd rather
fair
not.
Enough.
I love right, playing Delta go. Green.
Keep it professional.
True, true.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
All right, so, John, so what happened last time? So let's just set the scene. Maybe it'd be fun, instead of doing just, like, a full recap, because it was, like, a very short scene for anyone that didn't listen to it. We kind of open with... John's character, who is Judith Kellner, just wakes up from this crazy, weird dream, you know, and y'all have had contact with each other, not necessarily maybe have gone on a mission before, but you've seen these other two people that were in your dream and passing, so it's kind of, you know, maybe that's what I'm going to say. John, do the recap. What does Judith remember of this strange dream when she wakes up in the middle of the night?
Mm-hmm. Oh... Wait, did we talk about this, or am I making up what we remembered? How much remembering do you need me to do right now? Because if it's remembering what we chatted about,
how much
about
does
last...
John remember? Is my question.
Yeah, do you not remember?
I don't remember. I'm sorry. And now I regret putting you on the spot last time. You got me back.
Just in character, what is Judith thinking right now? I suppose.
So Judith woke up in a sweat. Right, she woke up. She's like, "Oh my god!" And there were these pill bottles on the side of the side table. And there were two pill bottles, weren't they? The one said,
so
remember.
One just labels remember, and the other just labeled forget.
Forget. But
I mean,
I think
did Judith
totally
take any
out of it? she's out of it. She doesn't know where the hell she is, what she's doing. She just came out of this weird fever dream.
Oh, she doesn't even recognize her apartment.
No. Darn it. She had a critical failure, didn't she? She like critically failed at that point. And then we woke up or something.
So, yeah. Well, you just woke up in your apartment. And there's these two pill bottles, you know. Maybe it was the thunder, just rain splashing against the window. I mean, what is Judith's apartment like? Is it big, small? I mean, does she take medication? Could this be something she already has?
No, she does. Okay. She does take medication. This is probably a pretty small apartment. It's going to be almost... They're just going to be like three or four deadbolts on the door. You know, like blam, blam, blam. When she locks up, it's just a cacophony of noise. And she's got kind of ward symbols that she's researched to try and have a bit of a safer space in her area. So to remind you, her background is like a cult extractionist, a cult deprogrammer. So she's had exposure to some people who are legitimately insane and have managed to convince other people that their insane ideas are good ideas. And she goes in to try and extract people, loved ones call her to try and get their people out of these cults. So she's on a couple of people's shit list. So she's got a small apartment, probably some kind of a murder board in the background, keeping track of a few of the cults that are growing, that keep cropping up like weeds. And it's probably pretty dark, maybe one window, and yeah, just cool. Pretty grody, probably.
So you just wake up dead of night. These pill bottles, you know, maybe you do take medication, but I doubt you. I mean, I'm pretty sure you remember these pill picket. Yeah, phone starts ringing.
Okay. Bling. Just kind of reach over, a little bit discombobulated. Hello?
And automated voice. Collect call from 4727656560EOA. Accept?
Sure. She looks over at the time. What time is it?
That's not how phone numbers work.
What time is it?
You look over at the time. It's like, you know, 2 a.m.
Oh, Jesus
a real
Christ.
Person picks up. You can hear kind of like rustling in the background. ID. This is where the player would put in their code name. This was a video game.
Oh.
Shit.
Kelly.
It's not a bad code name. It can pass as a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You hear a pause, and she says, "All right, Agent Kelly, we're going to need you to report to Rocky Road House in Northern Waco, Texas, in 1700 hours."
Okay, got it.
Waco, you say?
Waco, Texas. There'll be a man with an eye patch in the bar. You'll ask him, are there any good operas in town? His response should be, only psychotic. Do you accept?
Received. Puts down the phone.
Click. And we will fade away. Does she do anything with these pill bottles? There are two, there's pill in each of them.
One pill in each.
Yeah.
So she doesn't recognize them. She'll probably pick them up and, I don't know, check, are there any labels on the pill bottles?
Just says forget, and one says remember. One pill in each.
No fucking dosage, no adverse side effects, like remembering, not remembering, remembering to forget, anything along those lines.
Nope.
She'll probably cap them and then put them in the bag for later and then get back to sleep.
Okay. Fade out. So let's go to Natalia next. Where is Natalia right now?
Shit, I don't know, man. in the intro, weren't we like in a fucking jungle?
But remember,
like she woke up on the floor of the jungle?
But remember, that was Judith's dream.
That was Judith's dream.
That was a dream, yeah.
Okay.
So, Natalia or Tyler would have, we'll just say, doesn't have any knowledge that, like, you, it's night, where, it depends on where you are, if it's nighttime or daytime, I suppose, but, you know, no weird dreams for you.
Okay, if I've got nothing to work with, let's say she's, like, outside of a cafe, sitting at a table smoking a cigarette with a cappuccino.
Cool. Where is she at? Where does she live nowadays?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, okay.
Whoa.
Jeez. All right. So you're just chilling, drinking your cafe. The waiter brings over your receipt for the coffee and is like, is everything okay?
Yes, it is fine.
Could I get anything else for you?
No, you may go.
Okay. he gives you the receipt, and there's a green envelope. Not envelope, but like folded up piece of paper underneath it.
Ah, my favorite color.
Like, what color is it?
Green.
We're figuring this character out.
Okay. Alright.
So obviously she opens the green envelope.
Right. It's basically the same thing. John's information. It has a time and the location of Rocky Road House in northern Waco, Texas.
I think she snaps her fingers and summons her assistant, who is maybe one of her bonds, and she's like,
"We've done this before.
We've seen this movie."
So she just starts snapping.
It was an impulsive choice to have an assistant. You want to roll with that?
Well, it's happened.
Sure. This assistant is like, I'm sitting right here at the table with you.
Just like snapped and they're at the table.
Go book the ticket.
Yes, ma'am, right away. And he runs off.
That's just what I like to hear.
That's all I got. All right.
What's the assistant's name? Okay. Does your bond have a name?
Yeah.
No?
I don't even know why I'm in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a problem to get to Texas right by 5 o'clock the next
we'll
day.
We'll figure this out. So my servant? That's not the right word.
This is a problematic time period in Zimbabwe's history, I'm just saying.
It was the 80s. The 80s were different. Have we established that this is in the 80s? Did you say that, Brad, up top? I don't think you did.
It's in the 80s. We said it in the Session Zero. For anyone listening, this is set in 1984.
That's why you got to get the Patreon. Otherwise, you miss out on critical details.
miss out on those
critical details.
Setting.
All
right.
Yeah, I'll think about.
I should make you roll for something and punish you for everything you just put me through. But I won't. All right.
You put me through this, motherfucker.
Tyler Greenwich. Where is he located?
Tyler Greenwich. If you forgive me, a mild scene creation.
Sure.
Tyler Greenwich. There's like a like the camera is just like looking at a like really ratty like metal door that's like surrounded by like rusted tin, and there is and there's just like, and like we hear in the background, it's like we hear the sounds of like screaming, of like inhumane, like agonized screaming, and then it kind of quiets for a second. You hear some low talking, and then the door opens, and this this young guy, he's like, I think he's like, he's like 26 years old or 29, like he's got glasses on and an apron. And the apron has splashes of blood on it. And he comes walking out, and he takes his glasses off because his glasses have blood on them too. And he like wipes them off. And we hear, and there's like, we see behind him, there's like a man connected, like tied to a chair. And he comes out into this room and closes the door behind him. He's like, okay, well, I think that he should be a little more agreeable now. I feel like we had a really great conversation in there, and I think we're gonna really get along, like, super well, from here on out. Is there anything else, or do you still need me, or can I pop out of here? Like, he's like, so, like, these, like, and as you look around the room, it's, like, a bunch of, like, you know, a bunch of people in civilian clothes, like, but they're like a mix of like American clothes and like Afghan, like Afghani, like style clothes.
Room you just walked into,
right? Because he is, he's currently in Afghanistan. Keep in mind, in the 1980s, the Russians are invading Afghanistan, and he's like, okay, am I all good here? Do you guys need me for anything else?
You just see like. Most of the face are just like white, just went completely white, and then one guy at the end near the back, he just goes into like a bucket.
Oh, but then when he does that, Tyler goes like, "Oh no, I can't watch that. Oh, and he's saying that like as he's like putting on his glasses, but instead of cleaning them, he's just smeared the blood on one of the lenses. Like he's just like, oh." Oh, I'm sorry. I have to wash my hands, guys. I have to wash my hands.
A more serious person, you know, older male, gets up and kind of shakes your hand. Just like, thank you for your service, Mr. Greenwich. We'll take it from here.
Absolutely, Colonel. It's I love helping you guys. I think you guys are doing great. I know Yelp doesn't exist yet, but give me a 5-star review. And you know, and I just want to let you know, the guys, me and the fellas over at the Priority Human Information Collection Unit, we're always raring to go. You know, it's right here, ready to get down and dirty and get the answers we need to keep the United States of America safe.
Smells like very serious, and like, you know, but everybody else in the room is just like kind of like. Awkward shuffles, you know, little, all you hear is like, you know, you can hear a pin drop. Knock, this door is even bolted, and you hear a knock, and the guy that's like, oh, 1 second, that shook your hand, he's like, yep. Slides.
Does anybody have a water bottle? I'm parched.
Some guy like offers you a water bottle, like shaking hands.
Thank you.
He's the guy at the door's like, Greenwich, you got a call.
Oh,
you can use my office.
Okay. Can you could you take this? And he just takes the bloody apron off and like hands it to one of these people. Could you take that? I don't need it. You can throw it away. Or you can keep it, whatever you want. Like and
the guy looks up from his bucket and just again.
Oh no. Oh no. Okay. Okay, he goes into you know,
you've been in this base, this facility, this whatever this place
is. It's like a black site.
Yeah. So you know where your coworker's office is. You've had some contact with him. He seems to be running this operation. Go into his office, you know, paper scattered everywhere. You see a little light on like one of the channels of his where his phone is.
Uh Hello. This is Foreigner. Hello.
Accept call from 4727656560A.
Is he looks down? It's like a rotary phone. And he's like, yes.
Same thing. ID.
Foreigner.
Foreigner, we're going to need you to report to Rocky Road House in Northern Waco, Texas. How fast can you get there?
I... I will do my damnedest. And he is like, as he's saying this, he's like, if there's anything in this room that is like his, like any papers, he's like grabbing them up. He's like, I could probably, I think there's a C-130 going out. I hope there's a C-130.
We need you there at 1700 hours tomorrow. Is that possible?
17 minus 12 is...
this is us trying to organize a DG session.
That's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. Is that your time? Or is that my time?
This person's like, are we sure we want this guy? Yeah. yes, Warner, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. I will. I'm on the way. Foreigner out. And he just doesn't hang up the phone.
Like playing across the map. All right. That is where you are all heading.
Our crack team.
Tyler and Natalia got halfway across the world by the next day. We'll just hand wave that assume it went okay. I mean, y'all kind of come to this. There's no that you just have the address of this Rocky Roadhouse. You know, if you've kind of asked for directions when you get to the airport or for Judith whenever she drives there, you know, people say it's kind of like a rough and tumble. Mm-hmm. Bar on the outskirts of Waco, Texas.
Nice. Okay. Cool. What is the bar called again? Or is it
Rocky Roadhouse?
The Rocky Roadhouse. The second that Tyler gets back to the States, and especially when he gets into Texas, he immediately at the airport, he buys the first cowboy hat he sees. Like in the airport.
Kind of blend in with the locals.
Here we go. He's like on the plane and he's like saying quietly to himself, like he gets like a military transport out of Afghanistan, like because we're not, the U.S. is not in Afghanistan at the time. So he gets like a covert transport out of Afghanistan, and at some point he's on a commercial plane and he's like saying quietly to himself, howdy. Howdy. Howdy.
Y'all get there around the same time and you kind of recognize each other.
Because we've worked with each other in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And are we like in the bar already? Like,
let's say you're outside
of the tavern sort of situation.
This is 5 o'clock. Let's just say you're like outside the bar, because I think, Natalia and Tyler were just told to be there, but you see Judith there, and Judith was given direction. There's going to be a man with an eye patch, and she was kind of given this code phrase to say to him.
Gotcha. And by the way, Brad, like this is something that's important for the scene setting, I think, and for us. So Delta Green is not really an organization right now in the 80s. Right. Like,
you're right. Yeah, we kind of talked on that in the session zero. So I guess for people listening, to my knowledge, and Joe probably knows more about this, in the 80s, Delta Green has never been official, but it was more official, I think, prior to this because of stuff happened. But they were kind of another organization was like kind of took over what they were doing, and they were like defunct, you know. But they kind of, you know, whoever were part of it prior to that didn't like that idea and still thought there was a place for it. So it's very shoot from the hip. Like I said, you know, I think these guys have in their mind, and I think we went over in the session zero, what exactly brought y'all to Delta Green or why y'all got initiated. But, you know, maybe since prior, like it's been, these missions haven't been like very, you know, detective, a lot of detective work oriented. It might've been just like drop off this envelope here, you know, slash these guys' tires, maybe kill a person or two, you know, who knows? It's been very just like, you know, do this, you know, short missions.
Dace, I didn't know if you were about to light up a cigarette in Brad's house, but now I realize it's a prop that you're using for Natalia.
I'm trying to get into Natalia's head, specifically when Brad was like, maybe you killed somebody. She was like, maybe.
Who can say? What? I am not a doctor. I do not know if they died.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah,
so this is a little out of the ordinary, just like... no specific mission yet, really.
Okay. But we do recognize each other. So,
Dr. Yes, y'all worked together before.
So Dr. Judith will probably be in a corner booth, sitting there, tapping a pen on a journal, little notebook, tapping nervously, just tap, 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 tap. She'll look up, she'll see them, kind of wave them down, nice little curt wave, come through.
Judith, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Smoke is filling the room. You can hear, like, you know, people playing pool. It's a little rowdy. More rowdy than it probably should be for 5 p.m. You know?
Well, this is the 80s lot. I'm sure the whole place is smoked up.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
One slow rotating fan in the center of the room.
His name's Tyler.
Tyler, it has been a long time.
Oh, hi, Natalia.
And
hi.
I think she'll, like, give you a hug.
And he, and arms down by the sides, doesn't know how to respond. Yeah, he's like, totally. Oh,
we're touching now. Okay. all right, it's good to see you.
Are we getting drinks? Would anybody care for a prairie oyster?
Is that your go-to?
That's disgusting. I will get a sparkling water.
A Coke.
Bartender, one sparkling water, one Coke, and a prairie oyster.
Oh, right away. She gives, like, Tyler kind of a weird look. You're the only person in the entire bar with a giant cowboy hat.
Nice. I love the idea that we've actually walked into like a punk bar, and so it's just it's like the.
So I think Judith probably pick up on this and be like, Tyler, that hat, it's a little gaudy.
I know it's big. Look how big it is. It's right. What they say is true.
Understood.
Everything here.
Understood.
Everything. It's bigger.
It's just we have somebody we're looking for, and we're trying to lay a little bit low. We're not sure. Who's coming? Do you want to maybe keep it for later?
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you.
It's good fashion accessory. Agreed. A little bit too loud.
I get it. You don't
work.
Like it.
Natalia, do you remember what he was wearing last time?
A thong. A Borat thong.
I don't think that's happened yet, but I get it. He kind of sheepishly sits down and starts drinking his Coke.
I have bad memory, so maybe it was dream. Tyler's.
You know, it's crowded. Y'all don't have to... You kind of have to talk a little bit louder to hear each other. Like I said, people are laughing. You kind of see your waiter come through the crowd. She's like, it's your lucky day. Seems you got a friend. He's paying for this. And you... People kind of part, and you see way, way in the back booth, this person kind of laying back, shadow covering one eye, but obviously an eye patch on the right side of another eye.
Ooh, he's like Aragorn. Oh wait, the movies haven't come out yet. hold on.
You must be a
you might have read the
reader. Have you read the Tolkien?
Oh, all of them.
But we should probably novels. Actually talk about
we cannot
this
base guy. This campaign those, on like those future little, references.
Those
from
little hobbits.
It would gotta be cool.
Right. It gotta be cool. 1980s, man.
Man, that guy. No, what?
Have you seen Star Wars?
maybe we should go talk to Eye Patch Guy. I think that's yes. what we're here for, right?
That's all cue.
Tyler will go over, and Tyler will sit next to, like, it's a booth, and Tyler will sit next to Eye Patch Guy.
So awkward. Tudors will probably say just anything. Shuffle in.
Oh, thanks! Thanks for the pop, stranger.
Oh my god, Tyler! One moment, please. Are there any good operas in town, sir?
Did you see? He pulls up his right hand, but it's not a hand. It's just like one of those like hooks with like little. Like
is this the guy from Tropic Thunder?
And he smokes a cigarette, and it. And he said, only psychotic. Okay. Puts the cigarette down. Trying to avoid this person with the Tyler's giant hat as he's doing it. He doesn't look as cool as he thought he might with this cigarette.
This is going really well.
What's with the hat?
What hat? He takes it and throws it.
and then I think Natalia will step in and she's like, what's with the hooks?
Just place my right hand and numb. Oh. What's with the funny talking?
Oh, she's one of ours now.
Have you never heard a perfect Russian accent before?
Sir, that is such a flawless accent. Surely you...
Texas, pull his hair. I never gave him time to talk.
So you are the guy from Tropic Thunder.
He's kind of. He said, "Well,
what are we doing? Why are we here?"
I was told.
Do you have a mission?
You were crack team. And he slides an envelope that says Operation New Age on it.
Tyler will snatch it up and open it. Well, let's see what we got here. It's
just a kind of like a picture, an older picture of like, you know, a clean cut white male. It's like a gel photo. So we got another ping on an incursion.
What kind of incursion?
And that's all that's in there is the photo?
Yeah.
And Natalia side eyes Judith because this is like Judith's specialty, right? So yeah, she's like,
what sort of incursion are we talking about?
That's why you're here. It seems, and there's a name on this photo, it says Colton Thorpe. Seems our man
Colton
here
Thorpe.
Robbed a professor, professor's office at Baylor University, caught by local authorities. This professor, I was told y'all had some contact with. A Dr. Gill. Y'all don't know what he's talking about. Y'all never came in contact with this doctor.
What university was it?
Baylor.
Baylor University.
Oh, Dejan dropped the link for the Miro in the chat.
Okay.
He's kind of waiting. You can see he's kind of like studying. Waiting for a response after he says the name. Dr. Gill.
I'm not familiar.
Is he in my faculty, by chance?
y'all have no idea. Y'all have never heard of this person. Never heard of him.
So we're not sure, but we can look him up, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, I don't think we know what to call you.
You can call me Odin. He takes another drag.
Oh, that is very on the nose. I like that. That is like it's intimidating. And
it's very intense.
Odin.
So we'll be
Odin one hand.
No,
is, as I believe that, as it goes.
Tyler, be nice. Odin, okay, sorry. How will we be in touch if we need to get in touch?
Slide some pagers across the table.
Pagers.
So I got these for you.
So you that's need how me. You are going to get in touch with us.
Send me a phone number and I'll call you. As soon as I get a page from you. Standard is issue.
Is your number the kind of thing that you just hand wave and tell us that we know it, or is it an actual number?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, Roger. excellent.
Ken, okay, so Natalia's like, Odin, can you give us a moment?
He slides back into the shadows of his seat.
just still in the same booth.
Yeah,
you can clearly still hear us talking. You're right there.
I don't know. I'm kind of impressed.
Just because you slide into the shadows, doesn't mean you can't hear us. So
we can lean to the side. We can lean to the side or whatever.
We can just lean out of the booth.
Yeah. So
okay.
So what are we? What are you guys thinking? Natalia, I mean, this is kind of cloak and dagger. It's kind of you're...
How do we even know that Odin is an agent?
Well, I mean, he gave us the phrase. Isn't that kind of what we go with? I don't know. I'm just kind of curious. Like, we don't even know what this Thorpe guy took. Like, I haven't actually heard anything, and he... He like kind of looks left and right. He's like, unnatural. I don't think we've actually heard of anything yet. I'm kind of... Maybe we just need to talk to him a little more.
It could be nothing.
It could be nothing.
Do you trust him? This assignment? I feel uncomfortable.
What would make you feel a bit more comfortable, Natalia?
We have worked together before, yes. Trust you, both of you, Tyler, Judith.
Yeah.
You don't trust this guy.
Well, listen, we can always look out for each other. I mean, at the day, hell, he's only got one hand. I don't know. Let's just see how it goes.
So we could kill him easily. Yes.
Right, because he has
one. I agree.
No.
It would be easy.
No, Judith, it's a joke. It's a joke. Listen, let's just hear him out. Let's figure out what's going on in this mission.
Ty's like, yes, joke. Good joke.
It's a good joke.
Let's
just see what's going on.
Can I peek at what he's reacting? How is he looking right now, Odin?
Yeah, roll human.
It's a success. 49 and the 50.
Success.
Forgot we had skills.
He's like studying y'all. He looks, how to put this? He looks confused by the way y'all are reacting.
Okay.
And not in just because y'all are acting wacky. Like, like it's like after he's saying like, these names, like specifically like Dr. Gill, it's like, you know, like we all know what's going on here, but he's like a pause, but you know, he's not okay. Like, but he doesn't
Joe
give
did
you
not
any
catch
more
that.
Yeah, but he hadn't given any more information. He's like, he thinks y'all we're all in the same. He's like, he's waiting for like, oh yeah, we all know what's going on, but yeah. You know, you aren't really giving that to him, so he's like a little bit hesitant, maybe.
Well, I would say different information to us, maybe, that he expected us to know what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, well, Tyler has a 70 in Humint. Would I automatically kind of clock that? Like, would Tyler...
Sure, we can say that. We can say that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Aunt Judith got a...
Guys, I don't think we're working on the same page of music here with this guy. We need to deconflict this.
You are
deconflicting. I don't know how many operations you have been on in the past. There is one operation where the handler was not the handler. He was a bad agent.
Oh.
I have been burned before.
Well, you know, the thing is like, canonically, I mean, this is the 80s. This is the height of Cold War spycraft. And Natalia is a Russian defector.
She is the most suspicious one in the group.
Of everyone.
And she's like, this is suspicious.
She's like, this is a double, triple, quadruple agent situation.
I love it. She's like getting ahead of the suspicion.
Right.
Well, but okay. I was also super metagaming because
naturally both, with Barbus.
Music from a dark room and also Barbus. And two out of the handful of campaigns that we played, the handler's been the one that's fucked us over.
Right. Let's just talk.
Y'all been talking, it's just like a time lapse. He has a big pitcher of beer and it just like doom, doom.
Zoom in on the pitcher as it goes down.
This, good.
He's just like drinking out of like those old like red cups that you get out of at a Pizza Hut or something.
Well, so you go back.
He's like, he's like leaning like over slurring. So y'all remember everything, right? The whole Dr. Right. Gill situation. This guy, Colt Thorpe, he's bad news.
Wait, okay, all right. All right, Odin. So here's the thing. We don't know what the hell you're talking about. I've never heard of Colton Thorpe. We've never heard of Dr. Gill. I've never even been to Baylor. I've heard of Baylor. I don't think we're who you think we are. You need some water or something? Like,
pretzels? More beer. I got it. He's like, throws the pitcher across the room. Get me more beer.
More beer.
Jesus.
Uh-oh.
He throws the pitcher across the room.
Yeah. Another.
Damn it, man. I was told y'all were part of Operation Rebel Yell, right?
Rebel Yell?
A month ago.
No, not our Natalia?
Maybe Judith? Not us?
Y'all don't know what this is.
No.
And he's like saying, he's like, he's like studying even harder. He's like,
I fucking hate Billy Joel.
Me too.
Whoa, he's a national treasure. Hold up, Natalia.
What is going on? What is going on? No, at this point, Judith is going to lose her shit because she's just tapping on a pencil and paper. And like, what the hell is going on? Are we even the people you're supposed to be disclosing this to? We have procedures. We have procedures for these operations. Did you phone the wrong people?
It's totally idle.
What would you roll to get, like, to try to get information out of someone? Let's see. What do you want to roll? Or I guess I should tell you what to roll. Let's roll...
Persuade.
Sure.
That's a success. 9 under 40.
Very high success. He's like, things are confused. Maybe there was. This Dr. Gill, he's also a little drunk at this point. We took him in about a month ago, kidnapped him. The things he said were concerning, I was told, to say the least.
Hey.
Now this...
What did he...
Colton Thorpe. He's like, he doesn't... I was told you had the details.
No, we've covered this. We do not have the details. We are not the people you thought we were. But we're here now.
Seems to have been a miscommunication.
Just, you're right. Just there are procedures, as he narrows us, and I'm not at liberty to tell this information. But what I can tell you is that Colton Thorpe was a student of his. And he,
of Dr. Gill.
Of Dr. Gill at Baylor University. And he ransacked his office, took a bunch of crap, put it in a U-Haul, and the local authorities caught him. Now he's being held at the 3rd Precinct here in Waco, Texas. And
so it seems we have a clear heading. We have to interview this Colton Thorpe.
Yeah, he like pulls out his pocket. He's like, this is the best I could do. And it's like a document of representation slash some Texas bar cards. You should...
Texas bar cards?
Like lawyer. Legal like you, bar. Yeah, oh, like okay. Legal represent. Like, oh,
okay,
you know.
Okay. Okay, so this is making us look like lawyers, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. This should be able to get you in. And I did all I could to keep him there this long. I don't know how much more time we got. Now, I was told that they have the U-Haul and an overflow lot closer to Waco, to the lake out west.
Like an impound
now,
lot.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm going to leave it up to you all to know, to go which way, to know which one you want to do. Now, we need to know what was in his office that was so important. You need to find out if there is an incursion, and if there is, you have authority to terminate with extreme prejudice this Colton Thorpe.
So say those again. You want us to find out what was in the office. Was there an incursion?
Yeah. He wants you to find out what Colton Thorpe knows, if there's an incursion. You have the authority, sounds like, to terminate him if you see fit.
Okay.
And he basically wants to know what's in the U-Haul and why Colton Thorpe stole from this professor's office.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, go ahead.
Odin, I mean, listen, I got you. Like, and we want to do good work for you over here, you know. We need to know as much as possible about the nature of what we think Thorpe might know, or what it was that that Gil was saying. Anything you can tell us, and I understand procedure. Trust me, I understand compartmentalization. I'm with you. Sometimes we gotta break the seal on these things if we want to do an operation right. You know what I'm saying?
All right, do a persuade at -20.
All right. So Tyler Greenwich is very disarming. Wow. And very kind.
Oh, sorry,
and he
that was
has
cute.
An 80 in persuade.
Holy that's shit! Amazing. He's got an 80.
So even I still have a pretty good chance here of doing this.
Sorry, I was looking at Judas. I thought you already rolled. Okay, go ahead and roll. Damn.
88, a fucking fumble.
That's a fumble.
So, you know, I just really, you know, I mean, come on. Come on, Odin. We've been through so much. I can tell. We've been through so much. Why don't we just, you know...
There's no way. On God's green earth, I'm going to tell you any more about this Dr. Gill.
Shit. Okay.
All I can tell you is he won't be coming around anymore.
Oh, so Dr. Gill is out of the out of action.
He's retired.
Okay. I'm going to write probably dead underneath his
breathing.
Also, Judith is like, probably dead, and circles it multiple times.
Okay. Dead. Probably
dead. Or do you know?
Sorry, say it one more time, Natalia.
Is he still breathing? Is he alive?
He's 6 feet under from what I've heard. He's like scooting. He's like, he starts to scoot out of his seat.
Oh, wait. He's gonna, Judith's gonna get
Do
a beer.
You know...
It's Judith's gonna beer, beer. Gonna get another beer, pitcher of beer.
Yes, let us get our friend a beer. Would you not like a beer?
Stay for one more.
One more drink. One more drink.
It's like crawling across the table again. You can tell now that he's missing his right leg as well as he's crawling back over the seats.
Wow.
Okay, so he's staying.
Yeah. Okay. He's like, oh, yeah. He slides a piece of paper. He's like, this address is a secure location. I think we're calling it green boxes now. There might be some goodies in there for you.
Okay.
What about the location of her grave?
I wasn't the one that... It's a he. The Dr. Gill is what you're talking about?
It's not relevant?
No, it's a he. But you're talking about Dr. Gill's grave?
Yes.
I wasn't the one that
actually breakdown
pulled the trigger.
It sounds like he's indisposed either way.
Okay. Where is the green box?
He gives you an address. He doesn't,
Fine.
I'll just say it's like. Fine.
Just write down like we have a green box.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Odin. I'm sorry, Judith. You have something?
Yes. Is this a dangerous? Should we expect some level of conflict here, Odin?
It's like there had to be a mistake. I mean, Jesus. Everyone's heard about this. The Operation Rebel Yell was a shit show. I mean, if that's any testimony to what's coming up, I don't know. It's best to just... I would just deal with him as soon as possible. We don't want another situation like that.
Can you give us anything details on Rebel Yell?
Sorry, you failed the role.
God damn it. He's right. I flubbed it big time, guys.
Would you reconsider if we got you a sweet hat?
Comrade.
I've got this hat here.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Fine. I guess we can... Listen, let's buy our boy one more pitcher and let him black out here, and we can go grab a we can go check out this this green box. What a dumb name for something. Are we in agreement?
Sure, Tyler.
Yes, we are in a complete agreement. It is a stupid name. What if we kidnapped a handler?
Natalia.
You mean this guy?
Natalia, we need to debrief about your trip. You seem to have come back a little jittery.
A little funny.
We have things to do.
I'm thinking.
Hey, who is that? He points to like your assistant, just like taking notes the entire time next to the table.
Do not mind him. He's with me. Don't worry about him. Don't talk to him. Don't look at his eyes.
He pulls a gun out and points it at your assistant.
Oh,
and the whole room is like, shh, shh. It goes quiet.
Wait, Odin does?
I thought you were saying everyone pulls out a gun.
Odin does?
Because we're in Texas.
Everyone's like, it was like laughing and everything. Then they're like, oh, shh. Like, bottle drops.
Easy. He is.
Okay.
He's part of our team.
That actually happens.
Yeah.
Then Natalia is going to do some shit. Because you're not going to fuck with her fucking assistant. That's... Okay, what can I do? Let's see. How about unarmed combat?
You're going to try and disarm him.
I'm going to try to disarm... Yeah.
You're going to... Okay.
He's drunk,
he is
right?
Very drunk.
You know?
He's drunk and he's missing an eye, a hand, and a leg, it seems.
Oh, that's a success.
Success? Yeah.
My computer is super laggy, so success?
A 39 under 40.
Hell yeah, that's a really critical success, too, Because like, about isn't it yeah. a thing where yeah. like
so
the higher it is,
technically better. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I'm just going to actually. I'm not even going to roll for him. What do? You're just trying to snatch the gun out of his hand, clock him in the face.
I'm not going to clock him in the face. I'm going to snatch the gun out of his hand and then put him in an arm bar and like get up right in his ear and start whispering to him. And he's like,
Natalia, everybody's looking.
What would she say? I think she'll just like get right in his ear and be like, what are you not telling us?
I don't think this is the place for questions. Like everyone.
Yeah, everyone's looking. And you do this so fast, like pull the gun out of his hand, put him in an arm bar, slam him on the table.
There's some Texans like, hell yeah, like, you know, from the other side of the bar.
He just starts laughing. And like either okay. the entire he just starts okay. like he's like, they did get the right people. And then he's like,
she just says, like, I'm on to you. And she just lets him go. That's like, and you know, like kind of like gestures to the people that are looking in the bar, like, haha, it was a joke. It was just a bit.
Yep. Like, here you go, brother. You seem to have dropped your gun. There you go. And
which is like, that's a Texan handshake.
Everything starts to slowly kind of go back. You know, like, here's some, whoa, hell yeah, in the back, slowly in this lane.
Okay. All right. Let's get the.
So, what do you think it's time? What are you trying to get? So, y'all want a little bit more information? You did a successful.
I'd say to Natalia, I think it's time to go. And your friend, who we still don't know his name, I think it's time to go.
Yes, let us evacuate the premises.
Okay.
Odin.
Thank you, Odin.
Lovely to meet you. Sorry about this. We will be in touch. Thank you for helping us so far. Trying to like diffuse the situation after just like slamming this guy's face against the fucking table.
And we leave.
As Natalia leaves, she looks at Odin and she gives him one of these.
Like one of the handgun, like finger gun. Yeah.
Pulls the trigger.
Gotcha.
And then
he doesn't look like quite as much a hard ass anymore after you just like arm barred him and took his gun out of his hand.
Well,
I will say,
it's great to know that no matter what group you're in, that no one likes their handler. It's always refreshing to see.
It's always the same. They are always assholes.
I will say this. You kind of like whispered in his ear, like, what do you know? He kind of like was like impressed by you, but like he doesn't offer any more information. I would say like you think he would have given it to you if he had any more. About like just this general what do you know.
Okay. Alright.
That's not nothing.
Well, it's like what, 6 o'clock? Like I guess we can go check out this address and see where the hell Judith, like Natalia, like I don't know, guys. This is weird. Like, don't get me wrong, like I'm used to operating with not a lot of guidance out there in my day to day, but this is even less than what we usually get.
I'm with you.
It seems like we have two leads.
I do quickly, Natalia, have to just address the elephant in the room. Who the fuck is this guy that you brought along with? Do you understand the sensitivity of the situation?
I kind of thought it was a jape at first, but now it seems kind of like that there's someone actually here.
Y'all decide to take the same car. He's not even in a seat. He's just like in the floorboard, like taking notes, like laying down.
Just like curled up as a ball.
Like, is this like guy from the State him. Department? Like, yeah, like what's going on?
It's more of a BDSM situation. but also a serum.
Oh, gross.
Oh, well, that's unusual.
I mean, still, like, he's probably gonna die.
I actually need to roll this back. I don't want to.
No, you gotta figure a way out. We're not rolling back. There's no retconning this shit. We're in it, man. We're in it. He's a part of the story.
I will not. I'll just say this.
For second
I'm not going to be role playing to be BDSM part with this guy.
Okay. So I think we can just put a sign around his neck that says "Free to a good home" and just like leave him.
Or just drop him off at your dungeon
somewhere.
If you need, do you have your dungeon's address? We can drop him off on the way and just tie him up, and then he's not an issue, right?
Can we? Okay. This would be generous on your part, Brad, but can I ask, can you just, like, post up in a local hotel, and then I would have, like, plus 20 to bureaucracy?
Oh. Well, for the risk of a bond possibly being destroyed.
Jesus.
Is he one of your bonds?
Now he is.
Okay. So how would that work? What do you want? Why do you want a plus 20 to bureaucracy? Like,
he's
what do you mean? Like,
notes.
You're gonna get him to do random shit for you?
Like, yeah, I could just like shove tasks on him as my assistant. This is unhinged, and this is wild, and this is unfair to ask for. But I'm doing it anyway.
Why not?
Okay. Just so you know, losing a bond has significant ramifications.
That is my, like, he has to be one of your bonds if you're going to do this.
Excellent.
Yeah, totally. I'm into that.
It's a good game.
Jean, what was your assistant's name in Impossible Landscapes?
It was Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Jeremy it is.
Jeremy Sr.
He now has just
Jeremy's
a
baby. Jeremy's dad.
He now just hasn't. He hasn't. What'd you say?
Jeremy's dad. It's a long lineage of assistants that get killed in Delta Green campaigns.
Just the entire lineage of the family gets forced into like subservience in the multiverse, and B, killed off. It's you don't want to be a Jeremy.
So we can park this guy somewhere and leave him and go about our business.
Yeah. Natalia,
you just tell this, and y'all just park on the side of the highway, and then you just see the car skid off, and he's just like standing there with his notes, and like hands go down, and just starts walking in one direction.
Good luck, Jeremy. You are very resourceful. You will figure this out.
he's kicking rocks as he's walking down the highway,
in his slacks,
hiking or something.
This is horrible.
All right, let us. That's not my accent. My bad. I've been spending too much time around you. I've been spending a lot of time with a lot of Russians lately, Natalia.
I got it down.
The motherland.
You gave him some money and told him to post up at this hotel, or motel.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's head to the green box. I think we need to go to get this equipment before we do anything. And then we can decide whether or not we want to go try to grab this U-Haul, or if we want to go to the police station and talk to Thorpe. Let's go see what we have first. We need to get
Let's maybe reassess once we get to the green box.
Yeah,
green box. Okay.
There is you got the impression there is like a time. A
time crunch.
Limit or crunch on, you know, how long this U-Haul might be in the lot / how long could he be kept, you know, there and you able to access him, you know, so. But yeah, what are y'all deciding to
do
but first?
Also, these are the only two leads that the author of the campaign has given us, so
did we
will
keep,
not take them away.
Did we keep that gun that we disarmed Odin? Did we give that back to him?
No, I gave it back.
Tyler.
It's his gun.
Tyler.
Yeah,
we need guns.
I don't have any weapons on. Maybe Tyler would have a gun, but I don't think. I don't think necessarily.
Judith
Italia or Judith.
Well, let's just head to the green box.
Let's be really quick because we have a time limit to get to the other man who is in
Absolutely.
The jail.
100%. We good, right. Natalia? Sound good to you?
Yes, let's go to the green box.
That's not good for you, I don't think. The smoking, the constant smoking. I don't think.
It's, what? Okay, it's amazing. Okay, have you not read the articles? The articles say that's the best thing you can do for your health.
It might
have been
good for you
in the
80s. I think in the 80s, they had kind of figured out that it wasn't good. Anyway, let's go.
No. It makes you look really cool.
It does. True. It does make you
desirable,
look cool.
You see. You see this?
Right. It's cool. Pretty cool. All right, so
so where is this green button? This address, like, what do we roll up on?
So we don't know what to expect. So this bar you met him in was kind of like in the outskirts of town. And this is not farther down the highway in northern Waco. If you look at the map of Waco, Texas, which I've put on the Roll 20, it's kind of like around this lake and kind of shaped kind of how you see. And you're kind of in the northern section of the city. And what you pull up on is basically an old, just like, you know, there's a lot of abandoned buildings in this area. You know, the last thing you saw that was populated was probably like a gas station, you know, half a mile down the road. Still kind of like, you know, it's city, but, you know, you see like some just people walking down the street. Maybe doesn't look like they're doing anything in particular. So on the outskirts.
Okay. So it's just like an abandoned building kind of thing?
Right.
I guess it's the place.
Looks about right.
Yeah, that's... I guess we get, like, he walks up to the, so this is like a, just like an old, like, industrial building or old residential building or?
Looks like was a business building of some sort, one floor, you know.
Tyler, we'll pull up and Tyler just walks up and just tries the door. It's like,
Tyler, before we go, what do we have?
I flew equipment here. Wise. I don't have anything. I have,
You have no weapons?
No. Oh, I was hoping we might get something here.
Can I check the area, see if it's safe? Anything sketchy happening? Do have a very high survival. It's kind of her MO to scout out areas. Just check if it's safe, yeah?
Sure. Roll.
Alright, that's a failure. 73 over 70.
It's dark, you can't really, you know the door's locked. It seems like, it seems like no one's around. It doesn't look like it's just like a car lingering or someone lingering around the area. You see people walking down the street, you know, maybe with a bottle on their hand or something like that, and a paper bag.
Okay, I guess we can just make our way in here.
Well, get in. I'm sure we are fine.
I'm sure it's not going to bite us in the ass. Let's go.
We'll say he gave you a key. You unlock the door, and you walk in to the green box. And this might be a good spot to wrap up at one.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool. All
right.
I am already.
It's not great yet, but maybe it'll get there.
I have some suspicions already, Brad.
Hey,
I have
don't talk shit. Don't talk shit. I'm invested in this.
I'm
digging
invested.
This, and I'm loving these characters and this mystery. We're gonna get there.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This might be good.
Colton Thorpe. I've got my own little murder board started.
Good. That looks like insanity.
I'm taking notes.
Excellent. That's what we're going for.
Cool.
Well, Brad, thank you for throwing this together, man. Like, this is good so far. And again, like, even just like the, like, you've already made it feel very, like, you were kind of talking before we were on, like, I was filling plot holes and stuff. This already feels very fleshed out. Like the impound lot is south of the lake and stuff like that. Even those little details, like, that stuff is like, makes this feel very full already. So yeah, you're being too hard on yourself.
Yeah, cool. Good sense of foreboding as well with the dream state, and who knows? Who knows what's going to happen there?
Yeah, in the prologue.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't even think about that. God, yeah.
So,
I'm looking forward to play more.
We're going to do one more
Yeah, let's do another. Let's do another one. Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you for joining us. We do have a Dorchester resident is back with us again.
Hey,
over in the live chat. So thank you so much for joining us.
Is that the username, Dorchester resident?
Indeedy. Okay. And I would like to give a quick shout out. We have some new folks over on Patreon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, thanks. I would like to thank both Benjamin and Robert for joining us over there. Thank you so much. That's their names, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining.
Yeah, thank you for joining us over there. And Brad, thank you, you son of a bitch, for running this.
Yeah.
It is a relief that after Impossible Landscapes ends that I get to take a bit of a break.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I bet it is.
But yeah. Everyone listening, everyone watching, stay tuned if you're with us live. We will be back. If you're listening, watching later, thank you for joining us, as always. If you want to get these a week early, head over to the Patreon. Join Ben and guys over there. We'll catch you next time. Brad, you want to take us out?
Stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.
Bye.